Now, let me just get this straight. What happened immediately after the alarm was tripped?
We found a breach.
You know, I can't hear you. Could you speak up?
We found a breach in Sector 5, and I went down to seal the exit.
And Mr. Pyle stayed behind?
Yeah, he phoned the authorities. And then the power cut. And he walked me over the radio saying that he saw somebody. And then I heard the gunshots.
Fine. Well, I think that about wraps it up, don't you, gentlemen? Anybody have any other questions? Good. Mr. Guerin, you're free to go.
That's it? Don't the police want to talk to me?
No. That's fine. We're going to send our notes from the inquiry over to them.
No, but I should go down to the station. I'm the only eyewitness.
That really won't be necessary, Mr. Guerin. You know, you've clearly been through a lot. Why did you take a couple of days off?
Valencia, I need your advice.
What?
Trying to catch the guy who killed my friend.
Aren't the police investigating?
Yeah, but that's the problem. I'm the only eyewitness, and Medichem doesn't want me talking to the cops.
Michael, calm down. You're gonna have to bring me up to speed. Yeah, come on, sit down. Tell me what you saw.
I caught a glimpse of a figure, but it was dark.
Can you give me any help at all? Was he tall or short or fat, thin?
He was pretty tall, I guess. It was just so quick. I was just trying to help Monk.
All right, what about video surveillance? Aren't there cameras in all those hallways?
Yeah, but the power went out and the cameras shut down.
Doesn't sound like there's a lot to go on.
I tell you what. Maybe there is a way I can help you.
Okay, there is no Liz Parker on this floor. Oh, hey, Liz. There's somebody on the phone for you. Hello?
Liz, it's me.
Hi, Max.
I miss you.
I'm sorry that I didn't call. It's just that I didn't know what to say after all those horrible things I had said.
I don't even care about that. I just want to know that you're okay.
I am. I'm really good. This place, it's really good for me. You know, they have a biology club here, and I'm going to go on a ski trip this weekend.
So you haven't had any more symptoms?
No, not since I've been here.
That's great. So maybe you can come home soon. I mean, I know all that stuff you said in your letter about wanting to leave Roswell and get away from it and all. But I know that we can work everything out.
Oh, my God.
What happened?
Nothing.
Liz, are you okay?
Yeah, Max, I'm fine. I really can't talk.
Can you call me later?
Yeah, I'll try. I really have to get off the phone now, Max. Bye. The phone doesn't work. It's out of order.
All right, well, come on. This is so working.
Dominique, this is my very good friend, Billy Darden. He's an excellent songwriter.
Oh, great. Well, you get me a demo. I'd love to hear it.
Sure. I mean, if you're really interested, I could just play you something.
No, actually, a demo's best.
Right.
Yeah, thanks. Okay. Sugar? This song, it's good. I mean, it's really good, you know. I'm not quite sure that it's a home run. Do you know what I mean?
So you don't want to use this song anymore?
Okay, I love it, but the label, I think, might want to go with something just a little lighter.
Okay, well, if they want a different song, I mean, Billy and I have a few.
Actually, I've got the song, honey, right here.
I don't understand. I thought you wanted me because I was a songwriter.
Oh, well, Baby, we want you, you know, for your voice and your look, everything, the whole DeLuca package.
Yeah, but I didn't write this.
Yeah, but professionals did. I mean, no offense. My God, I mean, you're just new. You're raw.
I mean, I don't even think like this.
Okay. Please try it. All right, and trust me, I'll tell you what. You record this song, okay? And then at the end of the day, if you don't like it and you want to go with your song, then we'll go with your song. All right? Okay, because I want us to have options.
Okay.
All right, then.
Okay.
Great. Perfect. Excellent.
Is it Liz or is it Beth? I've always gone by Liz. And I'm not from California, I'm from New Mexico. Roswell.
And the part about not having a boyfriend?
That guy that was on the phone, he's actually the reason that I'm here.
See? Just be yourself. We'll get along just fine.
Guess the interview went well.
Piece of cake.
Drop my name.
I didn't really have to, Michael. She seemed pretty impressed with my resume. You know, being a sheriff and all.
Must feel good to be back in uniform.
Not really. You want to show me that crime scene?
Yeah.
This is the door they broke in.
Good, they haven't fixed it yet.
No, I delayed the maintenance request. Figured you'd want to see it.
Good thinking. If you reach your hand through that hole, you'd still have trouble reaching the handle to unlock it, wouldn't you?
Yeah, you think they had a tool or something?
Anything like that turn on?
Not that I know of.
Now look at that. You see the shards of glass, how they're all pushed out?
Yeah, what do you think that means?
It means that whatever broke this window hit it from the inside. Nobody broke into Medicam that night, Michael. They just wanted it to look that way.
I seen the guy who killed Monk works here?
Say that's a possibility. Still have to check a few things.
You brought that autopsy report that you wanted.
Thanks. The company needs that for the insurance, you know?
Yeah. Shame about that kid.
Yeah. So, any leads?
Jim, I'm sorry. I can't discuss an active investigation with you.
I know you can't. Of course you can't. I taught you. I just figured that, you know, this being your first homicide case and all, maybe I could help.
Well, there is something. We, found this shoe print at the scene. I've been waiting for a report back from the FBI lab, but they're so backed up it could take weeks.
I know a guy might be able to help. I have to borrow this.
Sure. Actually, I made you a copy.
This footprint is useless. The floor's already been scrubbed.
Not completely useless.
That's very cool.
Here, you see the Polaroid?
That's our shooter then, right?
Yeah. Let's see where they lead. Think you can open that door?
Yeah, no problem.
they doing back here?
No one knows. Valenti.
What is that?
That's my blood. They've been studying me.
You think they know you're an alien?
That's Liz's dress.
Oh, she was shot?
And Max healed her. We gotta get this stuff out of here.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of horseradish either. I mean, if I get a roast beef sandwich, mayo is fine. Hey, take a look at this here.
How are you fellas doing this evening?
Mind if I take a look at your ID badges?
Well, I don't think I... We don't usually have to carry them.
It's a new policy we've instituted since the recent break-in.
Well, I left mine in my car. Do you want me to go get it?
No, no. No, that's all right. I'll tell you what, though, in the future, why don't you make it a point to keep it on you at all times?
Okay, sir, I'll be sure to do that.
Well, the company's clamping down on everybody since this thing happened. Makes my job a lot tougher, I'll tell you.
Hello, Mr. Valenti.